celebrating 25 years on the radio here at 92.1 WGHN is our own Jesse Bruce. He's even got his own kiosk on Main Street.
I knew I wasn't the best. I knew I wasn't the most talented. There were those who were better than me. But I learned if I could talk, I couldn't be denied. I learned if I could talk, I could reach people in their hearts. I could reach them in their soul. I could talk them into the building. I could get them to believe. I could get them to hate me. I could get them to love me. I could get them to pay to come see me. I learned if I talked, I couldn't be denied. If I could talk, I'd make the main event. Grand Haven, every time I drive by this sign, I'll know I made the main event.
Jesse always knows how to set the mood on the radio, too.
Who is taking part in Vinyl Revolution today? I want to hear. I want to see. I want to know. Who's going to be in the class? Anybody else? I'm not handing out number two pencils, by the way, guys, for the quiz today. So you better bring your own Dixon Ticonderoga number two.
Have you ever heard the story of Buddy the Raccoon? He was adopted by a listener.
But he learned how to open doors.
Oh.
And that's where things got a little dicey, because
really?
I would leave to go to work or to class, and he would get out and attack my roommate.
You know, I've been at this for 22 years. I've interviewed rock stars and politicians and people who've done some amazing things. This is the best segment of radio I've ever done in my life.
Jesse has the most infectious laugh of all.
What?
Jesse's a master storyteller, too.
As he passed by me, I snaked my arm through his people and touched his hand. It was just a split second, but I had history on the end of my fingertips. My great aunt said, "Jesse, you touched the champ." In reality, the champ touched us all.
We thank you, Jesse Bruce, for 25 years at WGHN, and we look forward to the next 25.
Well, Jesse, congratulations on 25 years. You deserve this day. You've been a Swiss Army knife for WGHN. You do way much more than the people know behind the scenes, and it's greatly appreciated. You come into work with a glad heart. You come in on the weekends, fix things that need to be fixed, and don't complain about it, and it is greatly appreciated. And I'm going to pass something over to Mary Ellen right now. This is coming from the state of Michigan.
All right. This is the state of Michigan special tribute. Let it be known that it is with deep appreciation for the hard work and leadership that we congratulate Jesse Bruce of Grand Haven upon the occasion of his 25th anniversary with 92.1 WGHN. Over the past quarter century, Jesse has been a cornerstone of WGHN's station's identity and success. From the early days of his career, Jesse has brought unparalleled passion, dedication, and creativity to his broadcasts. Whether it's his smooth delivery of news, the infectious energy of his talk shows, or the deep connection that he has fostered with listeners, Jesse has consistently set the bar high and inspired the Grand Haven community. Beyond the microphone, Jesse is known in the community for his mentorship, kindness, and support for his colleagues. His ability to lift others up and share his expertise has made a lasting impact on everyone fortunate enough to work alongside him. Throughout these 25 years, Jesse has weathered industry changes, embraced new technologies, and continually evolved, all right remaining steadfast in his commitment to excellence and to the station. The countless hours spent preparing content, engaging with listeners, and contributing to the station's success are a testament to his hard work and love for radio. In a special tribute, therefore, this document is signed and dedicated to congratulating Jesse on his 25 years with 92.1 WGHN. As we celebrate this achievement, we honor the years Jesse has dedicated to the station and his immeasurable contributions to the community. Jesse's legacy is sure to resonate in the history of 92.1 WGHN. Signed, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, State Rep Greg Van Workum, and Roger Victory, State Senator. Congratulations,
wow,
Jesse.
Geez. For a guy who talks for a living, I don't know what to say. Oh, wow.
I can't believe I got through that without crying.
No, you did. You did.
So thank you to Greg Van Workum's office.
Yes.
For making this happen.
No.
And here's the thing. They only had a tiny amount of information on you. Am I right on that, Mike? They only had a tiny amount of information. Governor Whitmer's office looked into what who you are and what it is you do, and they wrote that themselves.
Oh, wow.
They did that themselves, so congratulations.
No, thank you.
Jeez.
You have a lump in your throat?
I do.
I know.
I told you that this morning. I don't get God often.
Today is
one of those days.
I know. But this is all about fun today,
oh,
right?
Oh, no, it is. It is. Yeah. It is about fun. And this is...
It's a big deal to have one of those, Jesse.
I didn't ever plan on this, you know. I've gotten letters from Lansing before, but it's never been good stuff.
Well, Mike really made it happen.
Well,
so,
before we get too far in this, I want to thank, I know Mike worked very hard on this, and you worked very hard on this. You did the cool little intro. You pulled up stuff. I had forgotten about the raccoon. and then that the speech up there at the kiosk. And I'll just say this at the beginning, and I know we've got like a ton of guests we got to get to, but one of my favorite TV shows is Doctor Who, and there's an episode of Doctor Who where the Doctor, he's in the middle of being chased by every enemy in the galaxy, and all of a sudden, when he's at his absolute lowest, everyone he's ever helped shows up, and this little boy says to him, "But Doctor, did you honestly think at this time, with all the people you've touched, that no one would be here to help you?" And he said, "Well, I wasn't thinking of it, but no, it was no. It's been very. I mean, the stuff that was put up on the website and everything is very, very cool. And I'm trying to go by something. My mother told me this morning to be humble. And the other thing I'm trying to go on is the fact that whenever I marry couples or people, I always tell the kids to just be quiet and enjoy it a little bit and take their time and enjoy it. So that's what I'm trying to do. And Mary Ellen darted out of the room, but are you good, Mary Ellen? Are you back? Are you okay? Mm-hmm. We have a trained elephant in the other room or something?
No, not at all.
Okay. But anyway, I thank you. I will.
Yeah, congratulations.
I will cherish this and.
I know.
Yeah, that's
congratulations.
That's pretty
it's a big deal. And they wrote that. They did all the research on you.
Well, you know how I am about my words. I'm very particular about my words.
I know.
And I like it when people actually take the time to write something. And so it's the effort. And I'm a big supporter of effort. And that's boy.
Congratulations. We got to get a picture with that too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let him get down with the show.
All righty. So thank you. I will do my thing. So here's what we're gonna do. Today, we're going to do just kind of something a little bit different today. I have a lot of guests lined up who have something to do with my story here at WGHN, and we're going to go ahead and get one on the air right now. We're just going to go live with him. So hang on 1 second. Let's bring him up on the J. Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline, and we're going to – I was not expecting that, boys and girls. That's the old cynical radio hero. Every once in a while, he gets it. All right, let's get this guy on the phone.
Hello.
Good afternoon, good sir. We are live on the air. Go green.
And go white. Well, Jesse,
well,
I hear you got a little plaque here.
I did get a little plaque. Ladies and gentlemen, I am speaking to one of the owners of WGHN Radio, Will Thiemann. And, of course, you know him from the game day broadcasts of Michigan State football, and he's the voice of Michigan State basketball. And, yes, I got a little placard, and I was telling the people here, I don't get got – that's my phrase today. I don't get got much. I've been got today. I've been got very good. I have been – you know, I knew Mike brought in a frame, and I was thinking, oh, it was a neat little picture or something like that. And then when Mary Ellen starts reading it, I'm like, oh, wow, this got to the top. Yeah.
I mean, when I saw that thing, Jesse, I thought it was really cool.
It was. And for when you like when you do what we do to be recognized by people, that's especially somebody who's not in our neck of the woods. That's a really big deal. So no, I was very very appreciative, and I'm so very thankful. And Wow. Eventually I'm going to get with it here and I'll be more peppy and lively, but it's kind of a big, big thing. So I'm taking it in. So, but,
you should.
I I'm an ordained minister, and I always tell the kids when they get married, enjoy this day, take some time and enjoy this day. And I'm trying to, but I have you on the phone now, good sir. And, I have some things I'd like to say to you. I don't know if you have anything you want to say. I don't know how you want to start this dance or what do you want to do?
Well, you know, it was funny. I was going to try to say something really clever, like, you know, you don't look 25 years older. Or, but, you know, the one thing that I think people listening should really appreciate here, and it's not so, you know, obviously you're good at what you do and you're this warm, friendly voice on the radio, but think about this for a second. You have chosen to stay in this community. And to me, the people listening should really take that one in and appreciate it, because in this day and age when people don't hang around a lot, you by choice have elected to be a major part of this community that you love. And I think that's worth a plaque of some kind. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, there you go. Well, no, I chose to, I had family reasons why I stayed. And then I told somebody this the other day, you know, when you're young, I mean, I know you're from down Cincinnati way where my family's from. You know, when you're growing up, you think to yourself, I'm going to get out of this town. I'm going to go somewhere. And I've had the opportunity to travel. Don't get me wrong. I love Los Angeles. I love Malibu. I love the Philippines. I love Chicago. I love all these places, but it's not here. And I've been very fortunate that this place has opened up doors for me to make this work. My wife came here. She liked it here. Of course, a lot of people know about our daughter and the challenges she faces and the fact that Helen DeVos Hospital is right up the street. You know, to me, this is just, this was home. It was the perfect place to be. And I just happened to stick along. And I guess one of the things I'd like to say to you is, you know, you've often told me, like, I come up with these really clever phrases that, and sometimes you'll smile and I'll know you use them later, like, not my hill to die on. I said that one time, you liked that one, but I love using this analogy from the wrestling business, which is, it's not about winning the belt, kid. It's about making the most of your opportunity. You, sir, gave me an opportunity because you kept me and you let me, do all these things that I never would have gotten to do. And I moved around and I did different things. And I'll tell you one thing that you let me do. And it might not mean a lot to you, but it did to me, because it was just, it's really changed my life as a way I view something, is a couple of years ago when I was the sideline sports reporter. I remember you were sitting in the other room and you looked at me and you said, Jesse, guess what? You're going to be our sideline sports reporter. And I said, okay. And you said, because I think you can do it and I don't have anybody else to do it. But when I did that, I learned that the game was totally different. Basketball and football, and I say this to anybody, and I bet you would agree, go down and watch a football game on the sideline if you can. Go watch a football game in the end zone. Go watch basketball behind the bench. It's a million different battles in one. It's nothing like the broadcast view. And the very few times that I have attempted play-by-play or color, that has helped me greatly, and I never would have got that opportunity after you. And even now, like when I watch a game, I go, oh, I know what's going on now because I got to get so close. So that's an opportunity you gave me, and I thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah. It's a unique perspective on all this. And since we're talking about sports, mm-hmm. you know, this morning you were talking to Mary Ellen. You talked about the impact Larry Lujack had on you, which, by the way, for me, he was one of the greatest I've ever heard in my life.
Uncle Lair.
And so, in the wide world of sports, I know you're kind of a sports guy. Who's your, of course, except for me,
yeah.
who is your number one, like, sports guy, somebody you just love to listen to?
Like, who's somebody who's calling a game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Somebody in the world of sports, you just go, wow. Like, you love Larry Lujack. Who would be that guy for you in sports?
For sports broadcasting, Marty Brenneman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Marty, because I spent my summers in southern Indiana, Cincinnati area, and listened to Marty and the old left-hander Joe Nuxall talking. And remember at the end of every game, Marty would say, and this one belongs to the Reds. And
I do.
Yeah, and he would. And that's, and I know his son Tom did broadcasting and other things. But I just remember Marty because Marty had those great pipes and he was so good. And he's still with us, by the way. Joe Nuxall is not. Joe Nuxall, the youngest player in the history of Major League Baseball. But yeah, if I was going to listen to a ball game, it was Marty. I mean, and of course, like, Harry. I loved Harry in Chicago. Who didn't? Because, you know, WGN was on all the time. So you would hear Harry all over. But for me, I just had that thing. I can vividly remember sitting in my grandmother's living room playing with my baseball cards, and the Reds were on 700 WLW, and Marty was calling the game. So, yeah, that would be my guy.
Well, here's one for you. Joe Nuxall was a neighbor of my parents, and when the Reds were in town, he would come out and pitch batting practice to our high school.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Would he lay it in? Was he laying them in?
Well, it was interesting. I was a catcher, and no catcher wants to catch batting practice. So he came out, and And Jesse, his hand was so big, he could hold three baseballs at once.
Whoa.
And so I said, Mr. Nuxel, come on, man. I'm going to put the stuff on. Let one rip.
Yeah.
Come on. He said, no, no, no. I don't want to hurt you. No, come on. Do it. And when he, now keep in mind, we're talking about an older gentleman at this point. And
yes.
We're not talking about the greatest pitcher in the history of baseball. He let one fly, Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never seen a ball hop around like that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I caught it, barely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to imagine what it would have been like in his prime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Joe Nuxall was a kind of a family friend.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know you and I have kind of bonded over the Big Red Machine. Every once in a while we would talk about it. Like, I would throw out a name like Dan Dreesen, and you'd say, oh, I got stories. It's kind of an interesting little part of when you and I talk. Every once in a while we'll just kind of go back to that because it's kind of our second hand. It's our second language. It's like, well, let's talk about the Reds because the Reds were a major part of my childhood growing up. And for many years when I first started, I would say my beloved Cincinnati Reds when I would read scores. And now I'm just a fan of the game. I still pay attention to the Reds. I don't like that they got rid of their manager, but neither here nor there. But no, that was, they were a big part of who I am. And I take a little bit of Marty Brenneman. I take a little bit of the Reds with me even to this day because it reminds me of my grandparents. And I think broadcasting, sports in general, you know, music, it all kind of reminds you of people that you know. And that's something that I try to talk about here on the air.
So can you sit back and reflect on 25 years? Can you even believe it's been 25 years?
There are times I can't. No, I don't know. It's very, you know, I've been remembering weird things. Like I remember, this was long before you were in the picture, but I remember one time Bill bought some new phones and he said, kid, I'll give you $20 and a six pack if you install this phone system. And that's back when, you know, the average person could do it. And I had to take all the ceiling panels out. I was out here on a Friday night in a rainstorm running these cables through. And I kept thinking to myself, am I in the right field? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? I got it done. You know, I think about all the history that's happened. Like my daughter Hannah was just in here talking with myself, Mary Ellen, and her boyfriend, and my de facto son-in-law Brandon, who's a wonderful human being. He gave me his Netflix password, and you know, her entire life.
Oh, you're so busted.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's all right. But her entire, this is all she's known. She's never known a world where I haven't been on the radio. You know, and she's 22 now, and now I have people, and I'm sure you have this too. People who come up to me and they say, I listened to you when I was younger, or I was a little kid or something. And now, like, my daughter is one of those people. So I don't know. My dad this morning, he sent me a message. He's like, I taught for 26 years and you worked for 25. And he goes, there's sometimes it goes fast and there's sometimes it goes slow. But I mean, you know, time is undefeated. I'm keenly aware of that. But I, you know, I'm not going to say it is what it is. It's just one of those things. I always just took one day at a time. I've never felt like this was work. I mean, it's work, but it's not. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's very hard to describe. Time has moved at a very odd pace for me here. But I love it. I still do.
Well, that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
If you love it,
yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah. I mean,
do something you love.
Yeah. And, I mean, sometimes you get mad about things or whatnot, but then, you know, this place is kind of like an Etch-a-Sketch. You can come in the next day and draw a new picture, and usually it turns out pretty good. So, yeah.
Well, I'm so happy for you, and it's good to have people say something nice about you, because one of the things we talk about around here is the word thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost a dime.
Yeah.
It's free just to say thank you.
Yeah.
And so, thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, no, thank you, sir. It's you know, I do think sometimes about when I started and how eager and happy I was. And I still am, but I'm different now because, you know, I have the veteran skills. I'm not starting the game anymore. I'm coming in about the seventh inning. But I appreciate it. And it's a lot of this is really getting to me on a level. And I'm doing the best I can to hold it together. I'll put it to you that way. But I appreciate the opportunity you and Wendy have given me. And this has just been a wonderful day so far, and I thank you so very much.
Well, you're welcome, and I have one more question for you.
Yes.
I'm going to test your memory.
Okay.
What was the first song you played on WGHF?
I went through this with Mary Ellen this morning, but I can tell you. The very first song I played, there's two. The very first song I pushed a button for was Sweet Caroline. Neil Diamond, because my mother was concerned. I was doing the Sunday church services, and my first on-air shift was going to be on Sunday morning from like 6:30 to noon. And my mother was concerned that I would not get here on time. So I told her, when I get there, I'm going to play Sweet Caroline so that you know I'm there. So the very first thing I pressed a button to play was that. And then a couple songs later, I came in to do a talk up and do the first ever hitting of the post. And that song, which I do remember, and I love that song, is Against All Odds by Phil Collins. So that was those. I do remember those distinctly.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Didn't write them down, just...
Well, a lot of people appreciate you.
I'm getting that today. So, again, thank you, sir, for the opportunity and letting this foolishness kind of go on for I don't, we've been together 17, 18 years, something like that. So it's we've traveled a lot of highway together, and it's funny. I remember that first time I called you out of the tower on that Sunday, the first Sunday you bought the radio station in a rainstorm, and I think you thought I was just calling to shoot the bull. And I'm like, we're having some major technical issues here.
Yeah, and I also remember you took me out to the AM tower site,
yeah,
and the place was a wreck. And I said, you think this thing will last through the week? And you said, I don't know, and you were right, you didn't. I'll never forget.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
No,
because I remember how eager you were on the phone, and I think you thought, oh, well, he's calling to talk shop or something. Sir, we have a problem.
Houston, we have a problem.
We have a problem, but we're in a better spot now. So there you go.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Well, congratulations, Jesse.
All right, I appreciate it, good sir. Thank you very much, and have a good weekend with those games.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Will Thiemann, ladies and gentlemen, he is one of the owners of WGHN Radio and one of the many guests who are going to talk to today. And, of course, we have a big surprise announcement coming up as well. I'm going to take a break, and I actually have our next guest ready and raring to go. We'll bring him in here in just a little bit as you're listening to the 25th anniversary celebration of Jesse Bruce, me, here on 92.1 WGHN. We'll be right back.
Looking for fun at Grand Haven? Look no further than Grand Fun. We've got an arcade with games for everyone. Try your hand at mini bowling with our four lanes. Just like regular bowling, only smaller. Hungry? Enjoy delicious food like our giant pound and a half hot pretzel, pizzas, chicken tenders, and more. Planning a birthday party? Grand Fun is your favorite place to celebrate. Grand Fun, your place for fun right here in Grand Haven. Visit us today.
In 1932, the Escanaba 1 was commissioned by the Coast Guard and toured Lake Michigan before arriving at its new home port here in Grand Haven. This October 5th, join Tri-Cities Historical Museum and enjoy a recreated historic menu, the Thanksgiving dinner served to the officers aboard the Escanaba. Event guests will relive a little bit of local history with live music and a meal that will evoke the spirit of the 1930s. We invite you to dress accordingly. Your ticket includes a dinner buffet, silent auction, live music, and a complimentary drink ticket. Book today at tricitiesmuseum.org.
Pizza party feeling stale? But wait, there's Marco's! Refresh the routine with Marco's new Margarita Magnifico. Fresh mozzarella, sliced Roma tomatoes, finished with a bright basil drizzle. Try Margarita Pizza the Marco's way for just $10.99.
You can become the Marco's Pizza Office of the Week. Just go to WGHN.com, click on the Marco's logo, and you could be the office that wins enough Marco's to feed 15. Brought to you by Marco's Pizza of Spring Lake and WGHN.
We are WGHN, your award-winning news connection. Always free on air and at WGHN.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back to 92.1 WGHN as we are in the middle of our celebrating 25 years of me working here at WGHN, our silver anniversary. And if people are expecting me to be up-tempo and yelling and happy, don't get me wrong, I am. I'm overcome, and it's a very nice feeling, and it's a very nice feeling to have this next guy with me, because he kind of bridges the gap, because he knew me before this place back in the head cheese days, and then he knew me here, and then he's also part of my other world, which starts tonight, Grand Valley University Hockey. I have from the men's Division III, What do we say? Runner-ups for the national championship?
National runner-up last year.
National runner-up.
Yeah,
national
unfortunately. Yeah, we had a great run.
We have Ron Clark joining us. And let's kind of go back here a little bit. Because you and I met, we were working at the Big M back in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
Was this before? Because Ron's got a fascinating life. He's done all sorts of cool things. And I've known him on many different levels. But was this before or after you were out doing the Conan stunt show?
This was when I came back from Los Angeles.
Okay, all right.
So, 92. Right around there.
So, you'd already done Conan?
Yes.
Yep. Right, you'd already done Conan.
Correct.
Conan,
uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Which I believe, if memory serves, was replaced by the Miami Vice stunt show.
Yes, that's correct.
I remember all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, because you know the Conan movies came and went. They kind of hit their Paramount, then they came down, and then they brought something else in. So that's when I was pretty much done.
Yeah.
And decided to come back home.
Yeah,
so.
And then you were working at the Big M, and I remember because you had the long curly hair.
Oh, that's right. It was. You had a mullet.
You had a mullet. And then you and I would because I was in the produce department and you were in the meat department. We would cross paths every once in a while, and then it was funny. Later, he told me what head cheese is made of, which is very interesting. But then I got to know you. I would see you here. And then, because you had the training business, the Sneed mm-hmm. Fitness training, and up until I got my job at the credit union, I would go see you on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and sometimes we would train. A lot of times we would just talk about hockey and other silly things.
Yeah, without a doubt.
It was a very productive day. And then, a couple of years ago, you came up to me and you said, hey, how would you like to announce our hockey games? I said, I've never done play-by-play. You said, no. I mean, we just need a guy to announce the penalty, the score, play some music. And I said, mm-hmm. sure. And then you kind of greased the wheel with Coach Carl. And I got in, and then they liked me, and then Coach Carl moved on. But now we have Coach Matt, and we have Coach Knox, and we have the new gentleman with the women's program, and the athletics office likes me. And it's just, I love doing that. And the reason doing that, watch me how I tie it around here, is because I usually get to work with a lot of the students. And I do love working with the kids because you get to teach them little things about broadcasting and enunciation and delivery. And that's an opportunity that you gave me just by just being a friend. So I appreciate that.
Well, it's an honor to have you. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
25 years. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's really neat that it's falling on our opening night tonight.
Well, I scheduled
it. We play
it that
Central
way.
Michigan.
That's right.
At home. Our season starts. But it's an honor to have you announcing. All of our players love you.
Yeah.
The university, you do a great job. Our fans, you bring a lot of color into the game. And it's just really, really awesome having you there.
And the thing is, too, and the kids are always so respectful. And I'm not kidding. They are. They're very. I mean, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong. The language gets a little, but you know, but they're always respectful, and it's a lot of fun in a way. Because a lesson I learned here over time, it's why I learned working with interns like Otis, the intern Olivia, who's now our sports producer. I do love giving back, and I'm wearing the shirt today. It is my alma mater. And if you know me announcing hockey or whatever, or working with some kids down there, or working with interns up here can help them out, then that's great. I do love giving back because, you know, I learned a certain way to do things, and I don't think kids are taught that way anymore. And hopefully they can learn that and mm-hmm. they can carry on. Another thing you did, which really I thought it was very, very cool. Back in the day when I had the Saturday night show over on the Rock Station, and you were like one of the first people to sponsor it. You jumped on board and you said, okay, I'll sponsor that. And for me, that was like, I was so excited because that was the first idea I ever came up with my own that, my God, somebody's going to put some money behind this thing.
Yes, we did. I loved it.
But those were some fun times.
Oh,
and you
incredible.
Enjoyed it. And then whenever I would run into Ron would always tell me, you know, like he would recap everything I have said, you know, for like a week, he would hit me with that. And if I ever went to his house, he always had whatever station I was on really, really loud in the garage. So
right.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Like we always said, when I listened to WMPA, so do my neighbors.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. I got that from you.
Of course.
But it's true. I mean, we had a riot.
We did.
Especially that first summer.
Yeah.
And, you know, blast in, and it was a lot of fun.
That was a unique part of my career. I greatly enjoyed that. And it's funny. I think mm-hmm. I picked up a lot of people who would not have known. And there was people who never knew that I had done radio before that. You know, and it was funny. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we would talk and I would talk to some of the listeners over there and, you know, they were like, I looked you up online. You were like a serious journalist. Yeah, I was at one point. And,
without a doubt.
And now we're going to play some, you know, there you go. But it was so much fun. And I loved the communities and the friendship that was built there, and it's built here too. And that's kind of how you fell in, because when we were making like a list of people, I thought, oh, well, like Coach Ron, because he knew me before any of this stuff. And
then without a doubt,
I was back when I was just pushing him up and getting yelled at by, you know, who in the produce department.
Yes.
A lot
everybody
of us were
was getting yelled at by, you know, who.
Yeah. And then, you know, to hear using the skills I've got here at the university. So that's just why I wanted to have you on. So, and I know you just had surgery and you're jumping around like an alley cat.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. I feel great.
Okay.
And, perfect timing for opening night.
Good deal.
Yeah,
good deal.
I timed it quite well because they might dress me tonight.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
You know.
Have we played a game yet or no?
No.
No,
this,
so this is,
the
home, is it.
This is the opener.
So this is
tonight's
it.
Tonight's the opener. Yeah. And then we play at Central Michigan University tomorrow. So.
Going to get on the bus. You're going to walk.
We're taking the bus. Yeah. We're going to hit it with ball bats first to make it look mean.
Make it look mean.
Yeah.
Make
yeah,
it look know, mean.
Yeah, without a
Dave's
doubt.
Dave's a killer. Dave's a hero. Dave's a mess. Yeah. We do a lot of, it's funny because we do a lot of Slapshot references because Slapshot is a major part of me. It's my favorite movie. Mm-hmm. And we work a lot of that into our hockey presentation. But the thing that always impresses me is all these kids know Slapshot.
Oh, well, oh,
every,
oh,
even
oh, yeah.
the young ones. Now, some of them, it's like Mighty Ducks because that's what gets them into hockey.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But, I mean, it's if you've ever been to one of our games, and when we had Coach Knox in, I mean, he talked about it. It's like, our games are fun. We do have a good time.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, and not to give the final push for the university, but like he said, we're playing Central Michigan tonight. We dropped the puck at 8:30. Plenty of good seats still available.
Yes, there are.
Yeah. Don't play Lady of Spain. Anyway. Anyway, anything else going on? I mean, are
no,
you doing?
No, I'm feeling really good. We're excited for the... the year coming up, we have almost our entire team back.
Yeah.
And we picked up four new players.
Mm-hmm.
One from Warren De La Salle, one from Detroit Catholic Central. And we picked up a freshman goalie who was the top high school goalie in the state last year.
Okay.
So, we've got quite a few hot shots. And they have a hard time breaking the lineup.
Yeah.
Because we have everybody pretty much returning.
Okay.
And we have our captain, Jack Myers, back healthy this year.
Of the law firm Myers.
Myers. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Myers and Fuchsia.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Noah.
Yeah. Noah's
Noah,
back.
Noah. And there was Noah and Braden, right?
Yeah. Braden Nielsen, Grand Haven's pride.
Speaking of, are the Grand Haven kids still on the team? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Tristan Goss and Braden Nielsen. Neil's a glue guy on our team.
Yes.
Neil leads the way.
Neil's
and he's
the
chirp master.
Yeah, he was the guy who would say funny things about
Oh, boy.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know your
it's
girlfriend.
It's a family show.
Family show.
It's a family show.
But in all seriousness, Coach Ron, I know you're very busy because you've got to go down and get ready for the game. I will see you later on this evening down at Griff's Ice House. But
I look forward to it.
Whenever I see you, it's always fun. And it's funny, sometimes I'll go over and like, you'll come to me at halftime and you'll just sort of look at me like when things aren't looking good. And or then, like, even in the bench, like when you guys are skating around, I'll just walk over and, like, you just treat me like I'm a coach. You know, it's like, well, this is what we got to do, Jess. We got to work on this. And it makes me feel good. So, but you're a dear friend and I appreciate
you. Love you a ton, Jesse.
I appreciate you. And you're a good, good man.
Well,
and
thank you.
Take care of your cat.
Yeah, I will. Piper's doing good. And I have to say, on my drive in, I'm listening to the station
92.1,
and the ID said adult hit. I'm thinking, I don't know if I should go in there or not. I don't know if I'm either one of those. So
we'll get that fixed with our engineering department.
Okay.
Alrighty. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll see you tonight.
Coach Ron Clark from the Grand Valley State University Lakers Division III National Runners Up, as he is here because he is part of this story of mine. He knew me before I worked at the radio station. He knows me that I'm working in my little this kind of side part of my Thank you very much, good sir. Kind of side part of my life, these other jobs I have. Okay, 3:37 here at 92.1 WGHN. We have another guest lined up, and I'm going to play a song, though, and we will see. They're supposed to come in these time frames around 10 minutes or so. So if we're a little late or whatnot, I've been given the okay to kind of move some things around, and that's quite all right. So in the meantime, I'm going to play a song, and the songs I'm going to play today are songs that kind of mean something to me. I often don't get to do that, just to play songs that I like. Well, I mean, I like a lot of music, but these are songs that really mean something to me. And let me get this queued up for you, and I will share it with you right now. So I won't tell you who this guy is. I think you'll know when he starts to sing, and it's a different version of the song, but it's just about going after something that you've always wanted to go after. And not really backing off and just going for it and trying to chase your dreams.
Well, your world turns black and white. Your picture's in an empty room. your love starts falling down. Better change your tune and reach for the golden ring. You reach for the sky. Now, baby, spread your wings. Let's get higher and higher. Straight up we'll climb. We'll get higher. Like a train rolling off the track, the truth gets left behind, fall between the cracks. Well, we're standing on broken dreams, never losing sight. Oh Lord, you gotta spread your wings. Let's get higher and higher. Straight up we'll climb. We'll get higher and higher. We'll leave it all behind. Now, baby, dry your eyes and save all the tears you cried. Oh, that's what dreams are made of. Oh, and baby, we belong in a world that must be. What dreams are made of. Hey! Oh, oh, oh. Let's get higher and higher. Straight up we'll climb. We'll get higher. Now, baby, dry your eyes, save all the tears you cry. Oh, that's what dreams are made of. Oh, and baby, we belong in this world and we must be strong. Oh, and that's what dreams are made of.
Sammy Hagar from the album Light Roast and performing Dreams. It's a song I love very, very much off of the album 5150, which is one of my Desert Island albums. And I always like that song because it's really positive and happy, and it's about just going after your dream. And I did, and I've got to live it for the last 25 years or so. And today we are just talking to some people who I've known this for this long amount of time, who I've worked with, who I've been friends with. And joining me right now from direct from the Verdine building at One Verdine Way, we have Mike Verdine here from Verdine's Inc. And you and I have known each other. We knew each other a little in high school, but we really bonded, and you knew I was going to say this, in Marketing 352 at Grand Valley State University with Brian DeVita.
Correct.
Yes, yes. Yes,
at Grand Valley.
At Grand Valley, yes. Right here wearing the shirt.
Alma mater.
Alma mater.
Go Lakers.
Yes, go Lakers. And the reason Brian DeVita's class was so, we enjoyed it so, is because his wife was pregnant and went into labor about five times, and like most of the class was canceled, so we would walk up to the door, and then you and I would go off and go do something else.
Yes.
Those were the days.
It's a good class.
It was a good class. I did learn a lot. I did learn a lot. But then, you know, like when I – but the thing is, you knew me before any of this other stuff. And the thing that I always thought was kind of cool – and, of course, I knew you. I knew your brother. And then the whole gang, you know, Sean Butler, Eric Bryant, Jeremy Bosch, Josh Maloli, those guys. What I always thought was really cool is even before I, like, got into any of this stuff, that I think Harold was the one who started calling me Media Superstar. He'd say, Media Superstar Jesse Bruce. And so I'd come into the room and they'd say, Media Superstar Jesse Bruce. And, like, I hadn't done squat. But I always thought that was cool.
That was your goal.
That was my goal. It was my goal. And everybody thought that was really cool. And every once in a while, like, we would be doing something, and I would talk like I was doing a broadcast, and they'd go, hey, that was pretty good. So
I still introduce you that way.
Yeah. Media superstar Jesse Bruce when you come in.
Every time.
Yeah. And then my family goes back with your family a long, long way, because I remember I told my dad once, he said, who are you hanging out with? I said, I'm hanging out with Mike and Rob Verdine and so-and-so and so-and-so. And he goes, Verdine? They're related to Claude Verdine? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I know Claude Verdine, because when my dad first came up here, he had crossed paths with your grandfather. So
Everybody did.
Everybody yeah. did. So it was just, I thought, well, if somebody I wanted to have in, I thought I'd have Mike in here. So what's oh, how's how are things going with you? How's tricks?
Things are great. Yeah. The Verdine Empire is growing and expanding all the time.
Yeah.
Buying new equipment, having mm-hmm. a good time printing stuff.
Okay.
Mountain biking a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I got a senior. He's trying to pick a college.
Was this the young man who got his scout badge the other day?
Yeah, he completed his Eagle.
Because your wife, Melanie, who I know.
Yes.
Melanie posted a picture, and it was when he came in for one of his scout badges. It
yes.
was in the package. And now he is a senior. So I feel old. But I still do when they come in. I give Cub Scout tours, and that's where I believe I met the young man.
Probably, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
I imagine those are a lot of fun. They ask a lot of good questions.
They do. They tend to ask very good questions. And then I believe in his group, I actually got to hand out the I got to hand out the beads and stuff like that.
So could have.
It was a very big thing. You know, another thing I think of when I think of my involvement with the Verdines is I know for a couple of years. You know, you always throw the big shindig there for the Coast Guard Festival.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, you did. And you're kind of getting out of that now.
We got out of it the year before COVID.
Yeah.
Just have gone down to family mostly.
Yes.
At this point.
Family mostly.
Family's gotten a lot larger.
Okay.
There used to be like 120, 130 people to that.
Yeah. And it would get pretty big.
It would.
But I remember, I would go by and, or I would come, I always come see you beforehand and I would say, you know, hey, we're number like 44 or something like that. You'd say, okay. And then you'd say, hey, do you want something to eat? And I'd say, yeah. And you'd say, okay, we'll feed you when you come by. And then in the middle of the parade, you would give me like a heaping plate of food.
Too much sometimes. That's the goal.
But I do think my favorite memory, and this still lives on somewhere on the internet, was the year I came over and you had, I want to say you'd mixed bourbon and root beer or something like that.
That's a possibility.
Yes, very much so. And let's just say I was feeling fine. Yeah.
We had a note about that the next year from the station manager.
Yes.
Not do that again.
It's
a private party.
Yeah.
You have no control over us.
Yes.
It was funny.
I tell you, that was a very good time. It was. And I have not done that since. But I had a good time that day. And it's almost 20 years ago. So it's. But that bourbon just traveled so quickly in the root beer. It really did.
It does. Bourbon's a fantastic thing.
It is. And I did not drive that day. I was just walking around.
Just walking. You had to walk the whole route.
I did. I had to walk
That's
the
like
whole
17
route.
Miles or
I was,
something.
And I was feeling fine.
Yeah.
There you go. And it was a hot summer day, too. It was.
Usually is.
It was. Anyway, how's your wife doing? I know she's still teaching.
She's doing great. She's teaching Young Fives this year at Mary White.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to be outdoors every single day for as long as they can,
mm-hmm.
Which has really helped with the heat.
Yeah.
They can go sit under trees and read and do math and whatever Young Fivers do. They don't know a lot coming into Young Fives, so you can teach them things.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Does she ever come home and talk about the kids and say, well, these kids today, they did this, they did this.
She only has positive things to say about the children every single day. They are sweet angels.
Okay. Honk ding. Gotcha. I gotcha. Okay.
100%.
All right. Okay. How long have you been involved with her? Because when I first met you, I don't know, I think you were working part-time or you were not there yet. You had not fully involved into the Empire.
We worked there as kids.
Yeah.
You know, 12 to whatever.
Yeah.
And I came back just after 9/11, mm-hmm. Like a month and a half later, I got laid off, came back to the Empire and said, hey, let's see what we can do here.
Let's make a go.
And it's worked so far. So far, so good.
Yeah.
You know, growing and doing more.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And is your dad still helping? Because I remember the joke was your dad was employee of the month every month.
He was. No longer. Uh-huh. A lot of times it's Katie. Occasionally it's Janet.
Okay.
I think I had the honor once about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
That was like the month I wasn't there
mm-hmm.
For surgery or something. So
mm-hmm.
I didn't hold anyone else back. I wasn't on Facebook all day. So that helped.
I got you.
But he's there most mornings doing invoicing,
mm-hmm.
Doing billing, occasionally maintenance around the shop. Yeah.
Another memory I have is whenever, like, we would go there. This is before, like, we were still in high school. We'd ever go over there, and your grandma was still alive. And she would say, you boys want some pens? And then she gave us, like, 25 gross of pens.
Yes.
She would give us handfuls. The entire store. And I remember you told me when you finally took over, that's part of the problem. We're giving too much out the door.
Well, we held on to everything. Yeah. And so we had a lot of stuff to get rid of. After she passed, we filled the dumpster every week for an entire year.
Wow.
With things. We had 83 filing cabinets at one point.
Yeah.
We're down to like 6, I think.
There you go.
Something more appropriate to our size.
There you go.
I don't know what I would even do with 83 filing cabinets.
I don't either.
But they did. They loved filing cabinets back then.
You're finding your way.
Yeah.
You're finding your way. All right. Well, Mike, I'm very happy you came in to talk to me today because you're one of the people who I've known for many, many years, and you're one of the people on this little journey I have.
Always fun to be here.
Always fun to be here, and it's always fun to talk to you. And I've called you in my various guises about various things because you know everything in this town. If I need an answer, I can call Mike Verdine, and I can get it. And just, I thank you so much for coming in today, friend.
Oh, it's fun to be here.
It is. I do have a good time here, and I hope you do too.
Oh, yeah. Every time.
Every time. Every time Mike comes in, it's a good time. All right. Thank you, good sir.
Thank you.
Mike Verdine, everybody, on 92.1 WGHN as we celebrate 25 years of yours truly here at the radio station. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk with Howard Meyer and Kevin Took of the City Farmer on Washington near Beechtree. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Tim Meyer. You may have seen me riding my bike on Lakeshore Drive or working at Rock and Road Cycle. I'm a business owner, husband, father, grandfather, and now I'm running to be your voice in Lansing as state representative. I know the challenges we face because I've lived them too. That's why I'm committed to quality education, affordable health care, and good paying jobs. This is our campaign. Together we can keep moving forward. Vote for me, Tim Meyer, by November 5th. I'm Tim Meyer and I approve this message, paid for by committee to elect Tim Meyer.
There's no stronger craving than a Culver's concrete mixer craving. Every handcrafted concrete mixer starts with our famously fresh frozen custard, made batch after batch for a most decadent dessert. Choose a flavor, then add your favorite mix-ins, Reese's peanut butter cup, cookie dough, real strawberry, whatever thy craving commands.
Cure your craving for a Culver's concrete mixer today. Welcome to Delicious.
Join the Culver's eClub and receive a free value basket. Sign up at culvers.com.
This is Brian Holman of the Oaks Agency. Together with Auto Owners Insurance, we can build a winning combination for your home, auto, business, and life insurance needs. For over 100 years, the Oaks Agency and Auto Owners Insurance continues to be our community's number one team in providing coverage for what's important to the Tri-Cities residents and businesses. We can be found on the web at oaksagency.com or call us at 842-3440.
Hey, it's Mary Ellen Murphy. Great way to start your day? Do it with Good Morning Grand Haven. All the news and information that you need from CBS News, the WGHN Newsroom, interviews with the movers and shakers getting things done in our city and in the Tri-Cities. A beat a break at 7:15, 80s at 8, boating and fishing reports, too, at 7:20 and 8:20 with Fish GH. It's a great way to start your day. All the songs you know and love right here. And I'll even yacht rock you once in a while, too. Good Morning Grand Haven, 6 to 10 on 92.1 WGHN.
Check out WGHN.com and the Grand Haven radio app. You'll find free local news throughout the day without those pesky pop-up ads. We are 92.1 WGHN.
This is Jesse Bruce Live, 92.1 WGHN, celebrating 25 years on the air for yours truly. And I keep talking about the relationships that we here at the radio station have made, and in particular me, with a lot of folks, businesses, clients, friends in the community, because as I've been saying, I am not an inherently interesting person, but the story I have with you and the story I have with you, that's what's interesting. That's what makes this whole thing work. And that's why we've worked together for so long. That being said, I'm being joined right now by Kevin Took of the City Farmer and Howard Beam of the City Farmer. And the reason they are here is because I have a very, very long-standing relationship, and we here at WGHN do, with the City Farmer, in particular Kevin, because I think I started and you started just about the same time, or maybe I was a little before you.
You were like 2 months before me.
And because the City Farmer had always been on back in the days of Greg Lucky, because I know you always get told how often Greg Lucky would do things. Yes. Probably still.
By my father.
By your father, yes. But I just remember, as long as I've been here, you've been here, and we've done a lot of things together over the years.
Yeah, I recall a Def Leppard concert comes to my mind as one of our exciting
adventures
that you and I have had, and we had a blast.
We had a good time, and I would have never met you if it wasn't for this.
I know, And back in the day, if you remember, we used to do commentary on fireworks.
Yes,
way back in the day. Do you remember that?
Oh, I still hear about the commentary on the fireworks. Yes, it's a big one. It's a blue one.
Yeah,
it's a red one. Yes, that was a.
Those were some enjoyable times.
They were a hoot, and we had a good time. I can remember we've done many remotes out there. I remember Make Your Own Change Day, which eventually became Barter Day. I thought Make Your Own Change Day was much more clever, but Barter Day, and that became a thing. Mother's Day remotes, dozens of Mother's Day remotes. Firing up the grill, your brother Al out there on the grill.
Yes.
Pocketing some hot dogs himself.
And there was always the few that came in, you know, with the orders.
Yes.
I need 12 to go, please.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You remember those?
The people who pull up in the car and expect you to put them in the car. Yeah. Yeah, I get that. We've seen a lot here. We have. So a couple of years ago, you said, you know, I'm still working at the farmer, Jess, but I'm going to be doing other things. So I'm going to have somebody else come in. And that's where we get Howard. And I have known Howard off and on for the 25 years I've been here. We've crossed paths many times. And Howard's acting like, I have no idea who you are.
Off and on.
Off and on. We've known each other off and on.
That sounds sporadic.
Well, it does. It is a little sporadic, Howard.
Wow.
But whenever Howard comes in, and Howard always seems to come on the day I need him the most, because Howard and I like to... Howard and I like to kind of, I believe as the kids say, chop it up, solve the world's
problems. Chop it up. Then we dump a little salt on it and chop it some more.
And solve the world's problems. Yeah. But I love talking to Howard because, number one, Howard knows a lot about the history of the area. And he and I know a lot of the same people.
Howard just knows a lot.
He does. He does. And Howard
I didn't want to say that, but, you know.
That's true.
It's just in general. I know a lot.
And he does know a lot. And, of course, your lovely wife, Sharon. I've known her for many years.
Yes.
And sometimes she'll come in and she'll say, boy, has Sharon said some stuff about you? But it was funny because I was sad when you weren't going to do it, but the guy you gave me was, like, the best possible guy.
Yeah.
Because he still kind of is like you, but he's different enough. So that's that was very, very cool that I get to work with Howard that
way. Well, that's a...
I don't know who slammed who. Was that a slam on you or was that a slam on me?
I was trying to come up with a word and I couldn't get it.
I don't think that was a slam.
That was a compliment.
It was a compliment. It's like you're wonderfully different.
I like that.
What the hell do you want, Howard? I mean, come on.
I would have gone with the word different, maybe.
Okay.
But
wonderfully.
Wonderfully.
Wonderfully?
You're wonderfully
different.
Because
wow.
It's like this. You and I have a thing.
Yeah.
And now he and I have a thing.
I should get T-shirts printed with that.
Wonderfully different.
Wonderfully different.
I'll give you an example of wonderfully different.
Okay.
So, like, one time Howard came in and we started talking about Milorganite. Okay.
Okay.
And he says, hey, Jess, you know what Milorganite is? No. And he explained what Milorganite is. And so then we talked about Milorganite for the next half hour. And I said, you know, Milorganite makes a great gift for Father's Day. He goes, it sure does. It sure does. In fact, we had to do a commercial about that. Come on down and get some Milorganite. And then you were telling me about how Milorganite was made in Wisconsin, and they have the best Milorganite in the country. And I'm not going to tell the people what Milorganite is. You can Google Milorganite, and then you're going to understand why I find this so funny.
Yeah, just Google it. Yeah.
I think it's because they eat a lot of cheese over there.
That could very well be. That could very well
be. It could be part of that. You could be right.
Yeah. So
that's
but
true.
That's the kind of thing. On the other hand, you and I remember years and years ago when your language was a touch salty. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I've cleaned it up.
You've cleaned it up quite a bit. But we had on tape you saying something.
I know.
And every once in a while you'd come in and you'd say, do you still have that on tape? Because that, I think, was left over from – that might have been left over from the Bill era. And we had it saved. We don't have it anymore.
Oh.
But every once in a while, we would just play it. And I don't know what caused you to say that, but boy, it was funny.
It was probably a rough day, I'm guessing.
Yes, but we had it on cue. Just like we ever needed it. Here comes Kevin. Yeah, well, blank that.
I haven't heard that one.
Oh.
Well, that's okay.
It was a different time.
It was
It was a different
time. It was a different Kevin.
It was a different Kevin. It was a different Kevin. But then I've also developed relationships with you guys that's outside of this place. Mm-hmm. I know, for example, that my late wife's antique sewing machine
your wife Lisa gave it a home.
And we have it.
And it's what have you done with it? Have you cleaned it up? Is it okay?
Or she has. She's wanting me to bring it back home to where she grew up, which is in Winnemac, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
She has someone there that wants to restore it and bring it back to its beauty.
Oh, cool.
So it's got to happen with one of these days. I take the truck back home. That's a 3-hour drive to the south.
Yeah.
And so, but someone is going to restore it. So, yeah, there is a plan for it.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. I was very happy that someone took it and gave it a good home and was going to restore it. And then another, whenever I think of you, I always think of this. Back when I used to live out in the sticks.
Yeah.
And you were my snowplow guy.
I remember.
And then I know you plowed me out a couple times, but then there was one morning, and I don't remember who it was. It was a husband and wife team.
Okay.
And they came out and they dug me out, and the guy actually knocked on the door and he said, "Your main road is really bad. Do you want to follow us out?"
Okay.
And I believe, this makes it sound, I believe the wife, the woman was pregnant at the time.
Man, I can't remember who that could have been.
Okay, but here we go.
Okay.
So I said, okay, and they woke me up, but it was about 5:30, and because when they would come up, those lights would shine off the house.
Yeah.
So they had dug out my driveway, but where I lived out there off 152nd West Olive, you'd have a clean driveway, but your road would be garbage.
You couldn't
get out. And that's back when I had that little Pontiac Grand Am. So
that was a go-getter.
That was a go-getter, it was. And the guy knocked on the door, and he just said, look, your road is garbage. If you get behind me, I think I can get you out. And I said, okay. So the guy was going, and I'm right behind him. And then he hit a point where he couldn't go any further. And he pulled over to the side, and I think I had like 100 feet to go, and I started going through. And you know that little Pontiac didn't; it just wasn't going. And I'm spinning the wheels, and he and this pregnant woman, God bless her, got out, and they're pushing my car.
Oh man!
And then we got on the main drive, we got on Ferris, and then I was able to turn and go. But I always thought that's what sets the city farmer apart, because how many snowplow guys are going to push you out of the
and
snow?
Not to mention how many radio guys do you know that is going to come in to work at that kind of weather.
Yeah.